Kim Kardashian making the media rounds to promote her new Tyler Perry movie, and she recently sat down with Extra host Maria Menounos, who joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. Maria, thanks for the time. So, I mean, have you spoken with Kim a lot since she announced her pregnancy with Kanye West?
You know, we keep in touch. We're friends, but I hadn't seen her in a while, and so I saw her at the Tyler Perry junket for her movie Temptation, and we talked all about her pregnancy, how she's doing, had lunch later. So she's doing great. I think she's really in a good place.
You know, Maria, here's one of the interesting things I find about Kim and Kanye. Kanye, when he wants to be, can be a very guarded, secluded person. Kim, maybe she has that trait, but I mean, at least from what I can tell, we've never really seen it. So when you're interviewing her on camera, does she seem any more guarded about her personal life now as opposed to maybe before?
Not at all, actually. And I think it's a different dynamic with us, too. But she was very open, very honest, and didn't seem guarded at all.
Did she divulge if it's a boy or a girl, what possible names might be?
She did not say what it was going to be, and we did talk a lot about the names. I said, you know, there's a lot of internet buzz over what you guys are going to name the baby, and, you know, of course, a lot of celebrities get a lot of flack when they name their children something not so traditional or in, you know, some people's minds is silly. And I said, you know, are there some eclectic names on the table? And she said, actually, there are. Kanye really wants something unique. And I said, you know, there's also a lot of talk that you guys may or may not stick with the tradition of the K's. And she's like, I think it'd be really cute because both Kanye and I are both K's. Mm-hmm. But she said that half the names on their list aren't K's. So I think that there, I'm sure, are some K options in there, and then there's some really unique options.
Anything else she say really surprise you about the pregnancy or no?
No, I mean, she definitely said that she's more comfortable now. She's settling in to it all. You know, she's getting used to it and she's enjoying it. You know, because I thought for sure it was probably really difficult with everything that we've been hearing, all the different scares and, you know, that flight situation. And she's in a really calm place. I'm always impressed when I sit with her because for someone who works as hard as she does and does as much as she does, she's very calm and she really keeps it together. And I think that's why she's been successful.
All right, Maria Menounos, host of Extra here on The Ralphie Show. She's getting ready to fill in for Kelly tomorrow on Kelly and Michael. How is a Pats fan going to coexist for an hour on camera with a former Giants player? This is what I want to know.
I know. I was like, maybe I should, you know, go ask Tom Brady for his rings.
Oh, no. No, I would not do that.
Oh, yeah. I've been, like, thinking of everything I can do. You know, Michael and I co-hosted the Fox pre-show for the Super Bowl a few years ago. And so we've worked together before, and I love him. But I remember being at the Super Bowl that year, and I stole his ring and started running around the gym with it and telling him I was going to throw it in the trash. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the whole Patriots-Giants war.
Yeah, it should be fun. Of course, Extra weeknights, and you can catch Maria tomorrow filling in for Kelly on Kelly and Michael. Maria Menounos, host of Extra, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Have a good one.